Hey guys, it's Howard Hughes III, HMH Motivation, and today, you know, I got a few things on my mind. I want to talk about mindset, and I have a very special guest today, Tyron Shepherd, okay? Very polished, strong individual who come a very long way. He's been able to really shift his mindset from the economic and from that environmental conditioning of 18 years in the community in a very aggressive environment. But we want to talk about that process on what it takes to shift that mindset and start doing things that are progressive, to start thinking in a more positive mind state and more and be more striving for success. So let me introduce my man, Tyron Shepherd. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, bro. It's definitely an honor to be on the show to talk to you today.
Good, man. So real quick, man. I've been talking to you for quite a while. You've been expressing yourself about, you know, different things that you've been implementing daily to keep your mind focused on positivity and in the future, understanding that your current circumstances doesn't dictate where you are mentally. So what steps are you taking daily to push yourself forward?
Well, first off, I think a lot of people growing up, when we grow up, a lot of people think, you know what I'm saying, what we see and the things that we have encountered are normal. So I feel like the first step is to really understand that the way we was taught isn't the right way. You know, and the things that I do since I've been incarcerated are, I just got me a journal, and what I do is every morning when I get up, I write three things that I'm grateful for today, then three goals that I want to accomplish for today, and then I write two affirmations. And at the end of the night, you know, I write three things that I'm grateful for that happened today, and two things that I could have did to improve my day, because I have my overall goal, but I think sometimes we forget to take the small steps to help us reach the goals that we are trying to reach. So that's what keeps me focused, you know.
Very nice. Very nice. And just to piggyback on that, for the listeners that are tuning in at the moment, you know, he mentioned one thing that's very important: affirmation. Affirmation is extremely important. Talking to yourself, speaking that light into your situation, because you'll receive it if you can believe that you can really have it. But in order to believe that you can really have it, you must first change the way you see yourself. In order to receive more, you have to first see yourself with more. But first, even before that, you have to believe that you can have those things. And the only way you can believe that you can have those things is if you can see more within yourself and change the way you're viewing yourself. Our environments, our conditions, the way we think, our mindset sometimes pushes us to a place where we can't see the future for ourselves. So we have to think outside of our current situation in order to be able to believe that we can obtain more. So right now, Tyron, so the journal has been extremely helpful for you. So what type of things are you putting in this journal?
Well, first of all, I always, like, the last few days, I always thank failure. You know, I express gratitude for failure and mistakes and hardship, because without those things, you can really never cherish, you know, what you can become. You know, I feel like, when it comes to prison, when it comes to anything as far as, you know, failure or whatnot, it helps you define who you are. Because if life is always good to you, then do you really know who you are or what you can achieve or what your limits are?
Yeah.
You know, so I always put those three things or those two things or a struggle in general, because I think that's what reveals your true character or your true strength.
I love it, man. I love it. So you mentioned about the clothing line, man. So let's talk about the importance. You got the clothing line. What's it called? YSL? What is it?
YMS. And what it is
YMS.
YMS. And what it is I'm working on a brand that's young minority striving.
Okay.
You know, because I really truly believe that if you can see it, you can be it. And we don't have enough of that. Think about where we come from. Who really tells us we can make it outside of sports or being an entertainer? You know, so I think that message is more of the message behind that brand than the actual brand.
Right. I love it. Hey, man, so yeah, we definitely looking forward to that. I know I need me a shirt. I know I need all the apparel that come along with it, man. And everybody wants that Young Minority Striving, that YMS come out. We need everybody to support it. All right, because the cause behind it is pushing the agenda forward. We need to think about ourselves and also think about that subconscious meaning of the brand. We're striving for more, right? Whatever we have now is not enough. Even if you're content with it, it's not enough. I love it, man. I love it. So, yeah, man, I love it. I think that we need to definitely have you on the show more often, man, and talk about some other things that we discussed, man. I won't leak everything, but like in regards to, you know, the different poems, the deep messages that people need to hear, you know, maybe we'll have a time or a segment where you can come on and talk about, you know, talk about one of your poems, man, that you're putting out there.
Anytime, man, you know, I got nothing but time, you know, and I think that's the most important thing,
right?
You know, like a lot of people be so quick to take action, and I don't think a lot of people take enough time to sit back and appreciate time, you
right.
know, because with time comes great thoughts and ideas,
right.
you know?
Right, right. I love it, man.
So anytime, man, I'm definitely here, man.
I love it. I love it,
man. And I definitely want to appreciate, I want you to know that I appreciate you because you was one of the first people that actually, you know, I look at you and I see all the things you striving to be and already accomplished. Gives me that motivation. Like I said, if I can see it, I can be it. You know?
Absolutely.
So that's
absolutely.
So that's what I do, man. I got pictures of you on my wall and everything because you know I want to surround myself with people that look like me, that want better or already have achieved better from where I come from.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it, man. I love it. So we're going to keep that going, man. And we're going to end this show off great. We're going to continue our conversation. We're going to end this show off great, man. Thank y'all for HMH Motivation. We had Tyre and Shepherd on the show. It's amazing. We're going to have another episode in the future. That's what this is all about. This is about that grind. This is about collaboration. This is about uplifting each other and inspiring. This is about finding a way to build each other up. We do so much tearing each other down. Let's find a way to build each other up. And that's what this is for. Hear my man out. Pay attention to the brand. Pay attention to what we plan to do in the future. Guys, we're here for the culture. Peace.